So far, there's been no political fallout from Saturday's fatal police shooting of a man wielding a knife in Times Square. Police Commissioner Ray Kelly and Mayor Bloomberg have said the shooting appeared to be justified and by the book. But WNYC's Arun Venugopal reports the incident has prompted some observers to ask how police could avoid similar confrontations in the future.
If you watch any of the videos taken at Times Square on Saturday, it's hard not to be struck by the crowd. There are literally dozens of people holding camera phones up above their heads, running alongside the officers who were chasing a man with a knife. One former officer said this level of public scrutiny places incredible pressure on police officers because their every action and every possible mistake stands a chance of going viral. By the same token, it may be why we haven't seen an uproar over the shooting. No politicians staging press conferences, no calls for rallies or vigils. But even defenders of the NYPD think there's room for improvement. Like Eugene O'Donnell, a former police officer and prosecutor who teaches at John Jay College. He says it's time the police sought out 21st century solutions for encounters with belligerent suspects.
We're still using bullets to stop people in situations like this. It's a crying shame that we've not been able to use some of the technologies that are being experimented in war zones and elsewhere to allow for non-lethal end to this.
O'Donnell wants to see the NYPD employ more non-lethal technologies, such as so-called goo guns, which immobilize people by firing sticky foam at them. But those innovations suggest additional investment at a time when the NYPD has been reducing its manpower. Joe Gagliardo is a retired officer who says the police did what they needed to do on Saturday. But he says if there had been more officers in Times Square confronting Darius Kennedy from the beginning, he'd have been less likely to spin out of control.
I mean, if one little pot smoker can create this type of incident, then what if the person had a bag in his hand with some type of explosive? It becomes a whole other situation. Or what if that person had a gun?
On Saturday, the NYPD called for backup from its emergency services unit, which is trained to handle unstable suspects. But they didn't arrive on the scene until after officers shot Darius Kennedy. Ron Homburg of the National Alliance on Mental Illness says hundreds of other cities use what are known as CITs, or crisis intervention teams. Under the CIT approach, police departments make mental health training available to far more officers. And Homburg says the NYPD should too.
You know, we ask more and more our law enforcement officers to be first-line responders to people in crisis. So if that's the role they're going to take, they need to be prepared.
The NYPD has defended existing police training as adequate and has been reluctant to adopt the CIT approach. And while the department has defended Saturday's fatal shooting in Times Square as justified, it says a review of the incident is underway. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.